The passage found in Proverbs 22 and verse 2 is a significant one, a statement of the Lord. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Our series of studies today comes to the idea of society and how we are a part of society and a part of activities. In Malachi chapter 2 and at verse 10, Malachi raised the question, "Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers?" Of course, the idea of being a person who serves the cause of God, even when we socially interact one with another, is of grave importance to the Lord. It is noted regarding this in Acts chapter 17, verse 26, "And hath made of one blood of all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times appointed before, and the bounds of their habitation." God cares for us and cares to teach us how to talk, how to act, how to live. If we are the kind of people that have neighbors, and Romans 13, verse 10 says, "Love worketh no ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." So it is, we ought to have actions and mannerisms that show love one for another. This tells us that there is a difference between choreography and public dancing, the type of things that are salacious and thereby hurting others. Love worketh no ill towards neighbor. We find our lives working a cause of God in life and being people who help others. The sermon that follows this is a sermon that's devoted to the ideals of our duty toward one another to love our fellow man and thus be in society a helper to others round about us. God bless you in this series of lessons. I trust that it'll be a good series of lessons for you. For Jesus plainly said that at the judgment day, "I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in." In Matthew 25 at verse 35, it's significant that we be people who care about others living round about us.